and happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Everybody, does love stink?
No.
Not it's here in this house.
No. Love is in the air.
Right. Let's see. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Tonight, I will regale you with a lot of songs that have to do with love. Some good love, some bad love, some stinky love.
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. But that's sort of the gist. Having, what's the day? Valentine's Day. Right around the corner.
That day.
Whatever that
next
is.
Next Tuesday. The first
See
song
you
was
next
a Love Stinks by the Jay Giles Band. Haven't heard that song in years, and I thought I'd break it out for your enjoyment. Because of the Valentine's Day holiday. Is it a holiday?
Yeah, it is a holiday.
It is a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Hallmark or not.
Right.
It's a holiday.
Hallmark holiday.
See what happens when you've been married this long? He's like, I don't know. Is it a holiday?
What do you do?
Well, do I care?
Let me go ahead.
Pass.
Let me introduce everybody, and then we can get back into whether it's a holiday or not.
All right.
Let's see. Across the table from me is my little girl, Brown Harp Jones.
Yes.
We're not going to do that again.
No, okay,
of course,
cool.
It is my little Hannah Claire.
Yes.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Right.
And my name is Mark.
Yes.
And I will be your host for the next 2 hours on this magical mystery tour that we call the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. That's 727-498-0502. I have a feeling tonight we are going to have some topics that may bring a phone call. At least one.
Might piss somebody off.
Right. Oh, great. Happy Valentine's
Day. Just in case you're wondering, when will that be? I will clue you in.
Okay.
Now's your time to call.
Get your phones ready.
Right. Get ready. Yeah. Here
just
it
now.
Comes.
Yeah. If you don't want to call us, you can also tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
We will also respond to your tweet as long as we see it.
Yes. And I said last week that our goal was to reach 100 Twitter followers.
And we did it.
We
are so Woo-hoo! Amazing.
Yes. Go us.
So, yes.
100.
So, come on. Let's go for two.
Right.
Let's go for two.
If you saw our pre-show tweet that had a picture of our new on-air light.
Yes.
It also had our puppy.
Yes.
Tilly.
Our sweet girl.
Why? She's not even in here.
Well, there's food
there's
in the
food
kitchen.
Out there, so that's where she is. She will probably join us in a bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, getting back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Not only is it a, what'd you call it? A Hallmark holiday.
Hallmark.
But it's also Hannah Claire's birthday.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Big 22.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I'm not. No, I'm not anymore.
Get out of here.
I haven't felt 22 in 30 years.
Someone better play me that song. I'm just saying.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know. It's Taylor Swift. I think it's 22.
We don't play no Taylor Swift on this show.
We don't get Swifty.
Come on, man.
I'll have to call we down the Key West.
Have you Swifty. Ever heard this show before?
Nope. Just talked in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just talked in it. So anyway, you're heading down to Key West yes. on Monday. Monday morning, bright and early.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're excited.
I am excited.
The closer it gets, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous.
Yes.
Just because it's my little girl.
Right.
Making that long road trip down there.
Driving. Mm.
And you've never been gone on your birthday before.
I know. It's going to be weird.
It is.
But hey.
Growing up.
Hey, we don't have to try and fight into a restaurant.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know.
Don't have to worry about that.
Trying to make reservations.
Oh, so yeah. if you're
Get
not here,
table.
Then Valentine's Day is just null
it's
and
off.
Void.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, don't you remember?
Yeah, that's why Ty wasn't allowed to have his wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, mm-hmm. on my birthday.
That.
We haven't even talked about Ty's wedding.
No.
I just spilled the beans. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to.
They're everywhere now.
February 25th.
The beans are out.
February 25th, Ty will do the nuptials.
Yes. Yes. Big nuptials? Wedding. Is Big
that
wedding.
Is going to happen?
Yeah, that's what you're doing, honey.
We're going to do something with your nuptials.
And it's too late to back out now. The invitations are out.
Right.
I didn't know anything about this. I was told to keep my schedule open.
Yeah. That your presence was requested at a certain place and time on the 25th.
Right.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hannah Claire, I hope that you have great weather down there.
Yeah.
It's going to be warmer. We discussed last week that it was probably going to be 20 to 30 degrees warmer.
It's not that much.
It's going to be warmer.
It's
going to
be like 5 degrees warmer.
I mean, it can't get a whole lot warmer than it is here now.
It's going to be like 77.
All week long, it's been in the mid-70s. I mean, we cannot complain.
Right.
I mean, it was cold as a witch's, you know what, this morning.
Yeah.
But it warmed right up to 75.
Yes.
Cold as a witch's. Directly. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yes. No, this has been a fabulous winter.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. I think I called it. I said I think we were going to have a mild winter.
Yeah, well, there's still, you know, a couple more weeks of...
It's always a mild winter here.
Touchiness.
No, we've had some cold ones. Like in the last 5 years, we've had at least one.
At least one.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, those poor people up north, you know, in their blizzard.
I think yesterday up there, what they call it, the New York to Boston corridor.
Right.
Got like a foot of snow.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, they closed schools and they've been really battling with a lot of inclement weather.
Well, what was so bad about that is that the 2 days, the 2 days prior to the snowstorm were in the 50s and 60s, which is considered warm.
Right. It's unseasonably warm.
Right. So all of a sudden they're like, what the heck?
What is this?
What's happening, man? So
that's the world ending.
Mm-hmm. Our weather is perfect. Theirs sucks.
Yes. Yes. Join us down here.
Join us, if you will. Hey, one of the things that we do before every show, we try to have a pre-show dinner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This week, we went to pizza.
Yes.
Stephanie, what did we have? Where'd we go?
Yesterday was National Pizza Day.
Yes.
Which really, really should be a holiday in our house because we eat a lot of pizza.
Not just a Hallmark holiday.
Right. That is a day that we really celebrate often. How's that? So tonight I went to Marco's Pizza.
Marco's Pizza.
Like the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Mm-hmm.
Marco's.
It's funny.
Marco's Pizza is spelled with a C, though. M-A-R-C-O.
That's the gay way.
Oh, if you say so. Or apparently the Italian way.
Yeah.
So tonight I ordered the chicken Florentine pizza.
Okay. All right.
Which I also added bacon and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
It's all gone.
I wouldn't be surprised if it is. And then I also ordered the deluxe Uno pizza. That I'm not sure anybody has had the opportunity to try.
Well, I didn't try any of it. And I told you guys before the show that my stomach has been a little weird today.
Feeling a little crappy.
Yeah. Well, kind of. It's one of those, like, I don't know when it could strike.
Right.
You know, I don't have Crohn's or anything like that, but I've got, you know, I got some percolating going on.
Yeah, a little touch and go. Didn't need to add any pizza.
Maybe a little too much fruit today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
We also had their cheesy bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That disappeared in seconds.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
I cannot look forward to having any of that.
No. That did not survive. In fact, when I opened the box, the only thing that was inside the box were the sauces that had not been touched. So apparently their cheesy bread didn't even need any sauce. Yeah, their cheesy bread is so good you don't need the sauce.
No sauce. Okay.
But definitely recommend it. The toppings, tons of toppings.
Where's it located?
The particular location that I went to is at 801 South Missouri Avenue in Largo.
Okay.
You can order online, build your own pizza. It's usually ready 15, 20 minutes for pickup. They also do deliver. You can give them a call.
Did you say it's an eat-in? You can eat in?
You can eat in. It's small.
There aren't too many of those places anymore.
Yeah, they've got a few tables, so you can eat in. If you don't want to go online and order, you'd rather pick up the phone and call. Their phone number is 727-443-7333.
Okay, so if you take tonight's pizza from Marco's and you think about the pizza challenge that we had last year, where would this rank?
Near the top.
Yeah. Really?
Definitely near the top.
I'd put it at like a 2 or a 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did we say won last year? Did it end up being Mike's or the Pizza Shack?
I think we said it was the Pizza Shack, but we actually ended up going back to Mike's more often.
I'm telling you, you can't beat that Mike's pizza. Yep.
Exactly. Mike's is delicious.
Right.
Marco's, a little friendlier on the wallet. More of a...
Well, that's always nice.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of pizza, and I'm starting to wonder about what is going on with food today.
Okay.
It seems like food, for years we've had things the way we've always had them. You know, we've had burgers. When you go to get a burger, you expect, you know what a burger is going to be. When you go to a taco place, you know what tacos are going to be.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, people are trying to change the foods that we've enjoyed and had for our whole lives.
Right.
Right? So, like...
Change it up.
Change.
Well, just recently...
Marketing.
Just recently, Taco Bell, they brought out their new naked chicken chalupa.
Yeah, I'm not
which is
about
basically
that.
Like the tortilla, instead of being a tortilla, is chicken.
It's chicken.
Right. Well, now KFC, not to be outdone... And now they're messing with pizza.
Right.
This is a little concerning.
Uh-oh. Yes.
They just came out with their new
KFC
with
pizza.
Their new cheesa. It's a pizza and the crust is fried chicken.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to calm down.
Right.
They need to
just
calm down. Who's coming up with this?
God.
I'm telling you, as marijuana becomes more and more legal,
yeah,
we're going to start seeing these ideas are coming up by stoners.
Right,
I guarantee it.
I'm going to blame the fat Walmart people.
Yeah,
oh them
don't
too.
Blame us.
You know, put a scoop of mint chocolate chip on your pizza.
Right.
Ugh. Well, sprinkled with Doritos.
This cheesa, it's basically a pizza with fried chicken crust topped with pizza sauce. Slices of chicken, like you need more chicken.
Yeah. Right.
Ham, pineapple chunks, shredded mozzarella, and KFC's signature cheese sauce. Who knew?
They're trying
to. KFC had a signature cheese sauce.
Yeah,
well, they just came up with it. It's new.
I had no idea.
For their pizza.
Yeah. I mean, here's a picture. I have a picture of the cheesa here, and it's black and white. But, it doesn't really look that bad.
No, but I don't think it sounds appealing.
I can see that if I was hanging out with Hannah toward the end of the evening, I'd be jonesing for a cheesa.
For a cheesa from KFC. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to get that food to go to have it delivered.
Now, if you've been hanging out with Hannah and you're looking to rush right out and get a cheesa,
you're going
to have to wait.
You're going to have to rush pretty far.
It's not even here in the States yet. It was just released in Singapore. They're going to do like a test run on it.
Oh, good. They can keep it.
Yeah, right.
No, that sounds terrible.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you. Ty, let me show you this picture.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it looks good.
It just sounds like
great. It looks a whole lot better than that pizza that came out of that box.
Oh, yes. Remember your mom went to go get that box? That we sent Granny Pants to go get.
We actually sampled that on the show, remember?
They did.
Oh, that's right. They did.
They did.
Yeah, we didn't eat that.
No, we didn't eat that. They did.
Are you sure? I thought we did sample.
No.
We did not eat that.
We did have some bad pizza at one point.
We made her eat it and send her critique, which was unflattering.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, wasn't she like held at gunpoint or something?
Close. It was just a really bad experience all around. Mm-hmm. Half cooked, half burnt, half uncooked.
Right.
The size of a pancake.
The size of a pancake. No box, just on this little paper plate that she's trying to drive home in the front seat.
Mm-hmm. So, Hannah, when you and your buddies are sitting around...
Yeah. When you're Netflix and chilling.
Netflix and chilling.
I think that means something else.
When you get to that point in the evening where the munchies start,
yes.
Are you in your minds coming up with different concoctions?
No.
What can we do with...
No, because I'm one of those people who has like a weird thing about mixing foods.
That's true.
Oh,
like I'm
right.
Hannah doesn't like for her food to
she's
touch
the anti-mixer.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So she's not pouring chocolate syrup on the
no.
Doritos.
No.
Or
oh, God. No. No, that's terrible.
No, we're not doing anything crazy.
You have no adventure in you whatsoever. Either one of you.
Mm. No, that's... Have you done that?
No, but I'm sure it's delicious. I've put Doritos in my chocolate Frosty.
No, you have not.
Yeah. Just like French fries.
No, it is not just like French fries.
It is.
That's cheese, too.
No.
Cheesy Frosty?
Yeah.
Gross.
I draw the line
frosty.
Of peanut butter and bologna.
I'll put a French fry in a Frosty.
I'll put a French fry in a Frosty
no,
all day
good.
Long.
I'm not putting any cheese in there.
No.
I'll put a French fry in mayonnaise.
A Dorito's not really cheese.
A Dorito in a Frosty might not be bad.
No.
It's delicious.
You're going to get all that orange stuff in your Frosty.
Those don't go together.
Yeah, that's
okay, so
that's
what's going to happen? What's the difference? You put a Dorito in your mouth and then you take a sip.
You wouldn't
How's
eat
that
those at the same time.
You don't do that.
Why not?
Yes, you would.
That
no.
just sounds, that's
Doritos
like milk
and a Frosty?
And Dorito. That sounds, on a hot day, that sounds like you're going to throw up.
Yeah. Mm.
Hannah Claire, when do you come back from Key West?
Friday.
Hopefully.
What date is that?
17th.
Oh, so you'll be able to catch the fair. The fair started yesterday.
Yes.
The Florida State Fair started yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes through the 20th.
Right.
I mean, if you want to talk about some strange food, I mean, they deep fry everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and it's delicious.
They've got some delicious stuff going on. Don't they have some good stuff coming up this year?
Well, I have a cheesy fried enchilada funnel cake.
Ooh.
And then there's a Nutella Oreo funnel cake.
Okay, that sounds good.
That sounds amazing.
And then I have a white cheddar and bacon pretzel dog. That sounds unbelievable.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to work every day, a lot of times the guy who works the gate on Mondays and then Thursday and Friday. All right. Yesterday, I come through the gate, and a lot of times what he'll do is he'll hand me like a handful of mini, chocolate bars or something like Snickers.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? Yesterday morning, he hands me a donut that's wrapped in paper towel. And I'm like,
Are you beating this man up?
No, he's
just very generous.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy. So anyway,
do you know him?
I do. For 11 years, I've known him. So anyway, I'm thinking, okay, not only have his hands been all over this donut to wrap it in the paper towel, God only knows how old it is. You know, what is it fresh? Was it given to him? When did he buy it? You know, that kind of thing. So I'm thinking, as soon as I get up to the other clubhouse, I'm just going to throw it away.
Right.
So instead of just throwing it away, like I had originally planned, I unwrapped it. And I saw this donut that looked like it had some Oreo cookie stuff on it. And I said, well, maybe I could just give it a bite.
Yes,
that's true.
It was the best damn donut
I've
ever had in my life.
Was it Jim?
No, it was Barry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just, if it was Jim, I... You could eat it. without I mean,
truly,
even a
it
blink
was
of
the
an eye.
Best donut I've ever had. It was like it had. I don't know if it was. Well, you know, like Oreos have the white stuff in the middle,
right?
It had that. But it was more almost like the consistency of like a icing on a cake.
Ooh!
But the I mean, it just I don't know.
Well, where did he go?
I don't know.
I'm just speechless.
So he ate the whole thing. I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, I ate the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
How
absolutely.
Could you not?
And the napkin.
I know.
And the napkin.
I know that Dunkin' Donuts is on his way, so I'm wondering if that's where he got
it. If you can get that at Dunkin' Donuts, I'm going to become a. A shopper.
Oh,
a frequent customer.
I was going to say a larger man, but that's...
And in 6 months, I'll weigh 500 pounds.
Yes.
It's the yep. Marco Fatto
yeah.
radio
Marco
show.
Marco yeah. Fatto radio show.
The beard's not going to cover those extra chins.
The cholesterol just oozes out.
God.
Gross. Yeah, but anyway, so like I said, the state fair started yesterday, and it's going to run through the 20th. So, Hannah Claire,
yes.
you will have plenty of time, 3 days from the time you get back to go and see the fair. Mm-hmm. I originally said that I've never been.
Right.
But I originally said that I was going to go this year, and...
We'll
know.
See.
I don't know. Please don't hold me to it. Ty Ginn, you'll love the at least these two music guests, Johnny Lee and Barbara Fairchild. I know that's they're two of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They really rock it down, kids.
Running right over there for
yeah.
those.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the State Fair.
The State Fair in town. Always fun. Great people watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the price of admission just to go and sit down and watch.
It's better. Is it better than going to Walmart?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm. It's safer.
Safer? Wasn't it like a year ago, 2 years ago, they had to break up all those gang fights? How could it be safer?
Well, same thing at Walmart.
During the day, it's safer.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and
every
and
time I go to Walmart, there's like a broken thing of jelly on the floor somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm gonna slip,
slip
on
and
one,
fall.
You know?
Yeah, slip and fall. Why don't we talk about Sportsman?
Super Bowl.
Yep, you all know by now that the New England Patriots defeated the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl last Sunday, 34
in overtime.
Right, the very first overtime Super Bowl.
Check the balls.
The score is 34-28. What a comeback!
Yes,
unbelievable game. Probably the best Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Yes,
best game.
It's probably in the last few years. I don't know that I've watched the whole Super Bowl. I think I've gone to bed.
Right. Well, if you,
there was no going to bed.
There were a lot of people that did go to bed thinking that Atlanta had it in the bag. And when they woke up the next day, they were like, what?
What happened?
It just goes to show, man, you cannot count out Tom Brady and those Patriots.
No.
I mean, look, this is his fifth Super Bowl, his fifth Super Bowl ring. He's the only quarterback in history to have done that, accomplished that.
Right.
He will go down in history as probably... the best, or at least one of the best, quarterbacks of all time.
Of all time.
You know.
The best ball deflator.
You know,
yeah.
I think Tom Brady is a very good quarterback, but I think more than that, he plays for a very good team.
Right.
And he plays for a genius of a coach.
Right.
Bill Belichick is amazing, and he puts those teams together like nobody's business. I mean, when your star athlete goes down and the replacement is just as good, I mean,
right.
that team has so much depth.
Right.
There's not another team in the NFL or any other sport that has the kind of depth that the New England Patriots have.
Yeah, that's true.
It's quite amazing.
That's
quite
true.
Amazing. The sad thing is, football's over until next fall.
Right. Yeah.
We won't see another football game till next, what, September?
Right. Yeah. Well,
or late August, or mid to late August.
Mid to late August.
Preseason.
Yes. Well, and I have to say, I got my air fryer at the beginning of football season because I said I wanted one. And we used it religiously.
Yeah.
Up to and including the Super Bowl. We had some great Super Bowl food coming out of that air fryer.
Now listen, when we made it such a big deal about getting that air fryer.
Yes.
And I've seen a couple of other people on Facebook
yes, we did.
that have gotten an air fryer. And I've seen, you know, positive things posted about their air fryer. Is it what you thought it would be?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's what I thought it
would
be.
The big drawing card is less grease, right?
Right, you're not actually frying in oil.
I just don't think it gets as crispy as it could. Do you think that?
No.
The tots?
Well, the tots are fantastic.
It makes amazing tots.
Yeah, the tots are fantastic. But there's some other things, like a chicken wing or something like that. I mean, I don't know how long you'd have to keep it in there to get like a crusty skin on it.
I think the key is, especially with something like the chicken tenders, mm-hmm. is you can only do one layer.
If
you stack the basket, then they don't crisp well.
All right.
The key to the tots is you can shake them. So when you pull the tots out and shake them, they all toss around and go back in.
Mm-hmm.
But love that air fryer. Absolutely worth its weight in gold.
All right. Let's see. Turning to the NHL. Ty, do you know what the NHL stands for?
That's the hockey.
Yes, that's the National Hockey League.
Good job, Ty. Ty gets a point.
Yeah. Up next for our Tampa Bay Lightning, they face the Minnesota Wild tonight at 8 o'clock in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Lightning are currently 24-24-6. Not so great.
Wow.
Not so great. I mean, they started off the season so promising. Everybody looked good. Everybody was healthy. They were beating the pants off of everybody. And now everybody's looking to see where the blame falls.
Right.
Is it the coach? Is it the players? Is it the, you know, God only knows.
Yeah, just,
it's
you
been
know.
It's kind of a weird season.
It has been.
And what's so sad about it is that they have the same players that they've had for the last two or three seasons where they've gone to the playoffs.
Right.
They probably will not go to the playoffs this year.
Right.
That would be a long shot.
Yes.
Too much groin pulling.
Mm-hmm.
They're also playing tomorrow night. At 6.
Back home?
No. They are away, but there is a watch party at Big Storm Pinellas Tap Room.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you want to watch the game with
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind going
friends.
Over there because, first of all, I've not worn my new jersey out in public.
Right.
And I'd like to do that. And the last time I saw Big Storm post anything, they had that new brew. That looks fantastic.
Which one?
I think it has something to do with cranberry or something. It just looked fantastic.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Head over to the Pinellas Tap Room and catch the Lightning game.
Right.
The watch party.
One of the things I'm excited about sports-wise is baseball.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Around the corner.
They're knocking on the door.
Oh, come on, Rays.
As a matter of fact, I saw today that single-game tickets are on sale now for our Tampa Bay Rays. Spring baseball starts here very soon.
Yes.
And I guess you can go online and get the schedule of the preseason games,
spring
baseball games.
Right. And opening day.
Opening day. Right.
I think you can still get tickets for opening day. I'm not sure. They might be sold out. I'm not sure yet if we're going.
I don't know. I'm going to try to be a better fan this year. I'm going to try to go to more than one game. It's probably going to require me getting a jersey, though.
Oh, no.
Christ.
Your birthday's coming.
You're cut off from Jersey.
I know, right?
Let me see if that was a tweet that we got here. What did we get?
We got another follower, it looks like.
Let me see.
Anybody
Hello,
good?
Roger James Hamilton.
Roger James Hamilton.
Thanks for the follow.
Thanks for the follow. Welcome aboard. I hope you like the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? Now, before we take our 30-minute break, I do want to squeeze this in because this is something cool and it's happening like right now as we speak.
Right now.
Have you ever heard of a penumbral eclipse?
What?
Ever heard of that? Well, you've heard of a lunar eclipse. You've heard of a solar eclipse. Tonight, we are going to be experiencing a penumbral eclipse.
Nice.
What's that?
That's cool.
Well, the article said, turn Friday evening into a cosmic experience, a full moon, lunar eclipse, and the chance to see a pale green comet as it streaks by Earth. Here's what's going down.
Is that why it's penumbral?
Penumbral. At 5:30 p.m., the full moon climbs above the horizon.
Sweet.
So it should be up. At 6:14 p.m., the Eastern time zone will likely perceive the gray shading. That's the penumbral part. the gray shading. At 7:44 p.m., the northern third of the moon will be a noticeably darker gray, starting to cover it. And then at 9:55 p.m., we'll be able to catch this after the show, the moon fully leaves the penumbral shadow. So we got to get out there right after the show.
Right
so we
after
can
the
at least
show.
See some of the eclipse.
Penumbral, exactly.
Penumbral eclipse. I like that.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We also got a tweet earlier today,
yeah.
Right after I tweeted the picture of Tilly from Hello World, it
yeah.
looks like. And they said, my dog also named Tilly.
Huh.
We call him Tilly Beans.
Tilly Beans.
And here he is in his sweater. So thank you, Hello World.
Well, Hello World, I hope you know that Tilly's a girl name.
Well, you don't know. You know,
it's unisex.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I was just talking about the penumbral eclipse, but also I mentioned that comet, it's Comet 45P, makes its closest approach to Earth tonight and will be visible early Saturday by telescope and binoculars, but not to the naked eye. So if you want to know more about the comet 45P, I can tell you that it is, let's see, by the numbers, 7.7 million, what is it?
What?
It's 7.7 million miles from Earth.
It marks the old one's return. What?
It will be traveling at 51,120 miles an hour as it passes the Earth. That's moving.
That's moving.
Let's see.
Keep on trucking.
Tygen, what do you suppose the number of days between eclipses is?
A lot.
6,585.3 days.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Hannah Claire, when do you suppose the next lunar eclipse will be?
4 years.
February 22nd, 2035.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if you cannot see this penumbral eclipse tonight or the comet, you can go online and you can see it streaming at slooh.com. And they're going to have like a webcasting sort of thing of this whole eclipse. I just thought that was kind of cool. What's cool is that tonight is a full moon. And if tonight is anything like today, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. So you should be able to see it very well.
Very well.
Webcasting.
Mm-hmm. So don't leave now to go see it. Wait till after the show like we are.
Or take us with you.
With the
Radio St. Pete app.
Mm.
You can download it on your phone and keep listening.
Right. Well, anyway, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we have all kinds of things. But I think what we'll talk about when we come back is the tightrope near disaster that happened earlier this week.
Okay.
All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
I'm a love man. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty fair skin. I'm long-legged and I'm out of sight. My, babe, I wanna take you on. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. Ow. one of you girls want me to kiss? Now which one of you girls want me to take you up? Lord, I just wanna knock you on out. Come on, baby, I'm a love man. All right, ooh, baby, I'm a love man. Let me tell you, I said I'm just a love man. Good old man.
Everybody, that's Otis Redding. He's your love man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Hannah used to have a love man.
I could be your love mm-hmm. man.
That was so cute when Hannah was.
Little Johnny the love man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten.
Yeah. When you're the love man in kindergarten,
yeah,
you got a bright future.
Yeah, you're doing something right.
Exactly.
You got it figured out, kid.
Good job.
Yeah. So, who has ever contemplated walking on a high wire?
Never.
Not me.
No.
I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid. I never used to be when I was a kid, but as I've gotten older, I mean, I can't go up like on a 6-foot ladder without being like, oh no. Ooh, call the fire department.
Bad knees.
I've gotten myself in a bad situation. You know? But, you know, Ty, you used to do that parkour stuff.
Yeah, but that's not a wire.
I always really liked that high ropes thing that they used to do at the YMCA.
See, right. That used to freak me out.
See, I you always did it, wanted though. To
yeah,
do
I
that.
Did it,
you never
it
did it?
Me out.
I was always too young.
But wasn't that like sort of like you would like wrap your leg over it and wouldn't you just kind of like belly across it?
No. It was like this whole obstacle course
right.
that was hanging from the ceiling.
Of the,
right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it was
like swings.
You're climbing
and stuff.
Through like a big net or something?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, web.
Yeah.
There was cool. There was that. There were the swinging.
The yeah. swinging.
Went wooden
balance
planks.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always wanted step to rope. Do that.
I can remember when I went to Marine Corps boot camp, we had this great big huge obstacle where you had to climb up like this big net.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 2 stories high. You got to climb up there. Yep. And then once you're up on the platform, there were these ropes that went almost like a zip line, but there was no zip. You know what I'm saying? So you had, and it went over like this little pond. So you had to kind of throw your belly and chest on top and then kind of dangle one leg as like a counterbalance and then hook the other one. And then you pull yourself down this rope. Now, when I was a kid, I was like, no problem. No problem. You know, if I had to do that today, no way.
No.
I couldn't even get on the rope.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
I'm doing an obstacle race tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's it called? Where
Warrior
is it?
Dash. I think it's in Tampa.
How far is it?
I think it's a 5K or something.
That's cool. Yeah. What time are you doing that?
Like 9:30 in the morning.
Good for you. Can you
are
run
you really?
5 miles?
We're going to find out.
In the
I know
Warrior
I can
Dash.
Climb on stuff. But.
Now listen, I did a run in the Marine Corps. It was called the Volksloff.
Yeah.
And I have some advice for you.
Don't do it.
Whenever you do one of those runs, okay, what happens is they start everybody at the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it never fails. Your first obstacle, it will be like a 7-foot wall.
Yeah.
Well, everybody gets to that wall at the same time. You don't want to be the first one to the wall because you're going to get crushed.
Right.
And then you have to be careful because people are going to kick you in the face as they go over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Just some words of advice.
Leave some
been
space.
There,
been
done
there,
that.
Done it.
Yeah. I'm excited there, about it. It'll be cool, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures from previous ones. You're going to be dirty.
Yeah. Apparently there's a lot of mud.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You will definitely go through. They have like this Volksloff thing that I did. There was a section where you had to go through like knee deep mud. And I mean, your legs are just rubber when you get out.
Oh, I bet.
And then there's another section where they have ropes or barbed wire over the mud.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to swim through it. I mean, by the time you're done, I mean, the one I did was only like 3 miles. I can't even imagine 5 miles.
Yeah, no, it's going to be something.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, though. You're going to have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it will be fun. Hopefully, the weather will be nice.
Yes, that'll it's supposed
cool.
to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be.
Cold and rainy.
Yeah, no. God, that'd be awful.
But anyway, getting back to this tightrope incident that happened, what day? Was that Wednesday? that happened.
I think it was Wednesday.
I guess down in Sarasota, they have the, what do they call that now? It's I think
the
it's
Sarasota Circus.
Sarasota Circus.
Sarasota Circus.
I thought it was in Clearwater.
Well, it's supposed to be the opening of Circus Sarasota.
Circus Sarasota.
So apparently this is a new thing that's going to open ever since Ringling Brothers is defunct.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, the Walendas, well, Nick Walenda was down there, and several of his family members were down there, and they were practicing this 8-man pyramid, 30-some-odd feet in the air. That's 30, that's like a 3-story building.
Yeah, that's right. High enough.
No net.
Why?
Why would you practice without a net?
Right.
Why would you
that's
do it at
practice.
All without a net? I don't think anybody would blame you. If you, like, if you did, like, crossing the Niagara Falls, if there wasn't a net,
yeah,
I think I'd be like, that's cool. Yeah. He, you know, I don't want to see him. Man. I don't want to see him die.
Right.
You know, have a little net.
Have some net.
Yeah, I mean.
Use a net.
What's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you have a net?
Well, isn't Nick Walenda doing a walk this weekend
it's
here?
Not Nick. It's Rick.
Rick?
Rick Walenda.
Okay.
And it says it right here. Another member of the Walenda family, Rick Walenda, is scheduled to perform a high wire walk for charity Saturday at the Sundial in St. Petersburg.
Doing a Jesus walk.
Yeah.
He's not as religious as Nick.
Yeah.
Well, Rick's the rebel.
That's, yeah. The Grand Canyon one. That was a religious
He wears a
experience.
Leather jacket with the sleeves cut off, a lot of spiked stuff, like wristbands and stuff.
On his knuckles, he's got love hat. He lost the pinky.
Yeah.
What an unfortunate fall.
Yes.
In practice. Yeah, he's got like his balancing bar, but he's also got what he does because he's such a rebel. He wears like one of those baseball hard hats with the two cups on. So he's got like a couple of beers that he's drinking as he goes
as
across.
He's going across.
He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. It's all for charity, Ty. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Playing the Jimi Hendrix National Anthem.
Right. Well, five people fell.
Five people. Five of the eight did fall.
Yeah. And, I mean,
how did the three hold on?
I don't know.
Well, Nick didn't fall. They said that Nick was the anchor. Not. I don't know what that means.
That means he tipped them.
Well, well, it seems to me like if you're the anchor, that means your feet are on the wire.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of these people's feet weren't on the wire.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He tipped them.
If I,
whoopsie.
Well, I mean,
he lost his balance.
Have you ever seen these pyramids?
Yeah.
It's like, aren't they like on chairs or something?
There's all
Throw
kinds
in
of...
another dangerous element. I know. Let's get 3 stories in the air on a wire in chairs.
And carry people on chairs.
On this guy's shoulders.
And on the chairs, you're not sitting. Right. You're doing a one-handed handstand.
Right. And this guy's in a leotard.
They're all in leotards.
Right. I don't know. I mean,
might be some tards.
I can think of a lot of things. Like if I grew up, like most of these guys that were in this accident are part of the Walenda family.
Right.
They've been doing this their whole life.
Generations.
I mean, if you grew up in the Walenda family, wouldn't you be like, I mean, why couldn't we be like lion tamers?
That's good.
Why couldn't we have been like the clowns or something?
Oh, right.
Why didn't we have a net?
I would not make a good Walenda. No. I'd be like, oh no, you know.
I think I'm going to sit out.
I can't go up there.
I'll sit this one out.
It's too high.
Right. They have had some tragedies. Patriarch Carl Walenda died in a fall during a stunt in 1978 in Puerto Rico. I think I remember Wild World of Sports. I think I remember seeing that when I was a kid. Two other family members also died decades ago while performing. Nick Walenda, back in 2013, we saw this one, is when he crossed a tightrope, stretched across the Little Colorado River Gorge near the Grand Canyon.
Almost
we saw that.
Died.
Right.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes, he definitely a tight connection to God up there.
Yeah. Back in 2012, Nick Walenda was the first person to cross a tightrope over the brink of Niagara Falls. He was the first one to do that.
Well, and this rope, isn't the rope like the size of your pinky? Like a man's...
Like index finger or something. It's not much.
Not much.
Not much. Yeah. I think originally they thought that the rope snapped, But apparently this guy who was like the CEO of this Sarasota circus is saying, nope, it wasn't the equipment at all. Somebody just lost their balance.
Right.
Well, wouldn't they know like pretty quick? You just, hey, there it is.
Yeah, it's either up there or it isn't.
Still up. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the news, you know, takes it and runs
did
with
it,
you know.
Right.
Because when I first heard it was that the it snapped. Snapped.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was a mechanical failure.
Right.
Snap somebody right in the nuts.
Yeah. Ooh. That would be that'd be bad.
There's not a lot that's going to snap a cable like that, you know.
Yeah.
But like what Ty just said, what if the cable did snap?
Yeah.
And you got snapped by the cable?
Could happen. It's a lot of tension.
And then your next thought is, it's 30 feet down.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt worse.
Well, I just got beanbagged and now I'm going to fall like, off a building.
Yeah, now I'm going to break my neck.
Well, a lot of times they say, now, I don't know how anybody knows this, but they say like if you commit suicide or you jump off a building or something like that, they say that a lot of times you'll pass out before you hit the ground. I don't know how they know that.
I don't know about that.
But do you suppose when you're like 3 stories up, what is that initial thought? You know, like if you're walking.
I know what that initial thought
is.
If
you're just walking on the sidewalk and you get to, like, if you start to trip and you get to that point of no return and you know you're going down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like too much of my weight has shifted toward the earth.
This is over.
I'm going down.
Game over, man.
But 3 stories up, that's a whole different thought.
Yeah.
Well, think how slow motion it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how long does it take?
When,
oh, my God.
I mean, when you just trip on the ground.
Wave goodbye.
You know, and for me, the ground is very close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still like bracing.
So I can't imagine falling 30 feet.
I think I would pass out.
I probably would pass out.
I remember one time as a kid, I jumped off a
so
roof
hard,
that was probably a little bit higher than one story. I jumped off this roof into just the grass. And
brilliant.
Well, you know, I was a kid. I was a dumb kid, you know. And I remember that. And I landed okay. But I do, to this day, I can remember, like, the shock of the impact.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was
wow.
Wow. I mean, it's like lightning going through your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even imagine doing it as an adult. It would probably, like,
break
my arms and legs would just fall off.
Every bone in your body just shattered.
Right.
Like a bag of broken glass.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine, though, doing that for a living.
No.
That's...
Like I said, I mean, you grow up in the Willenda family that basically dates back to 1780.
Right.
80. 1780. Well, they're from Austria-Hungary. That's how they say it there.
Okay. 1780.
1780.
I don't know about that one, buddy.
I mean, you could be anything. I mean, it's like it says that the family dates back to Austria-Hungary in the 1780s. Their ancestors traveled as a band of acrobats, aerialists, jugglers, animal trainers, and a bit later, trapeze artists.
I would be good at any of those.
I would have been I'm cool with the juggling.
Until I get hit in the head
with
one of those. Until
I juggling fire and chainsaws. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, right.
Animal trainers. Kittens.
Yeah, kittens.
Kittens and puppies. We're going to have the cutest show
Keep
on
them
Earth.
Small.
Right.
Yeah, the cutest.
Bunnies.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
They are
vicious. I do wish them a speedy recovery.
Yeah, well,
all of them.
Well, some of them were... I think just about everybody that went was in intensive care. I know at least one of them had to have like emergency surgery, and one was in guarded condition.
Right.
Guarded.
Guarded is an upgrade from.
You're boned.
Serious.
Guarded is one step above. We had to restart your heart.
Right.
Oh, God.
No, but I do wish them a speedy recovery.
Yeah. Get back up there.
And they will.
I know.
They're
going.
They will.
Well, when you think about it, you can't tell me this is the first time they've fallen.
Right.
You know.
I would think that falling is part of...
Do you suppose they teach them how to land correctly at an early age?
Oh, I'm sure.
They would have to.
This is how you want to land from 3 stories.
Yeah.
This is how you want to land from Niagara Falls.
Right.
Damn it, Billy, you want to end up like Grandpa.
Yeah. That's bad.
Thank you, Ty.
Yeah.
I very nearly had some natural light come out my left nostril.
Tuck and roll, you old bastard.
on their little baby walkers.
Yeah.
Do they suspend them and only put a rope underneath?
Yeah.
So that's how they learn to walk is on a rope.
Yeah. If you're practicing, why do you have to be three stories up? Let's just do this thing from five stories.
And why not
stories.
A net? You know.
Yeah. Net.
How about the net? Yeah. The net's probably.
No net is a little irresponsible.
For practice.
It's like, I mean, I remember I saw an interview once with Evel Knievel, and they were like, so do you practice? He's like, how would I practice this?
Right.
Yeah. I have now wrecked myself for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, trying to get over these buses.
Yeah. Today, I'm going to try not to wreck in front of the whole world.
The world.
So, Steph, you gave me this story right before the show started, and we've talked about TSA on a bunch of different shows, about all of the things that TSA...
The contraband.
Yeah, the contraband that they will seize from you before you get on an airplane. All kinds of different weapons. We've seen maces. Medieval stuff, homemade stuff, loaded
what?
Guns.
You Lots
name it.
Of loaded
I mean,
guns.
It's unbelievable. We had a picture at one time of this table or tables full of all of this contraband.
Right.
That they take off these passengers before they get on planes. Anyway, I guess it was yesterday.
My traveling
in South Carolina, an 80-year-old woman tried to board a plane, and when they took her cane from her to inspect it. It had a sword in it.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And she had no idea that she had. She just got the thing.
She can't even see.
Yeah, she got it at like a, what?
At Goodwill.
A Goodwill.
Or
and she
Salvation
had no idea that
Army.
It had a sword in it.
You know, she just thought it was a cool cane and needed a cane, felt more comfortable flying with a cane. Mm-hmm. To get around, and they took it from her.
Well, what makes me feel safe is, first of all, they took it from her. And then TSA tased her, took her in the back room, and beat her up. And then they determined, she didn't
she
know.
She didn't know.
She didn't know.
Yeah, so.
Well, my whole thought was...
And they tried
to
sword fight her.
I get, because it was a sword. Mm. But look, there's nothing scarier than a little old lady with a cane.
No.
Talk about a weapon.
Yeah.
They
don't need any.
They shouldn't be allowed to board with those anyway.
Right. Yep.
A sword is not a weapon you would use on a plane.
No.
You can't swing it.
Especially if you're an 80-year-old woman.
Right. Who just wanted to get around. I don't know. I thought it was funny. I mean, she was shocked.
Oh, can you
she
imagine?
She was like, what?
Sword?
What are you talking about, Sonny?
No, it's just a cane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was all like, bastard.
Yeah. Give me my cane.
Yep. My sword.
Sword. Right. Let's see. Now, we're getting close to our halfway point. But one thing I do want to ask you kids, it's a little bit, and now we're going to play Stump the Chump a little bit later.
Yes.
But I have a little bit of a sort of a trivia question.
Trivia.
Isn't President's Day coming up very soon?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, here's a question.
Metro is doing their
that
sale.
Has, yes. They do that President's Day sale all year.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a question for you kids and mom.
Okay.
And mom.
I'll be doing the questions today.
All right.
At least for this
so.
One. I want you to give me three presidents whose first name and last name begin with the same letter. I'll give you a hint. The first one was president in the 80s. We can get the ball rolling with that one.
Well, the first one that I can think of is Herbert Hoover.
Oh, that's a good one. That's one of them. Very good. Okay.
Herbert.
I keep wanting to say Grover Cleveland for some reason.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's GNC.
Ronald Reagan. Let's see.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
That's another one. All right. So you have one more. This is probably from the early
20s. Early
20s. Is that Taft? What was his
name?
Nope.
Tommy Taft? No.
Taft. Tommy Jeffs.
I can't think. I know.
You kids have no idea.
No.
All right. So we have What we have is we have Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Right, in the '80s, and then we have Herbert Hoover.
Right.
Depression era, and this last one is from the early '20s. Calvin.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I like to keep you kids on your toes.
On your toes.
You know. What about Donald Dump?
Right.
Does that count yet?
not yet. That's good. I like that. Donald Dump.
Oh, good one, Ty.
All right, we should take a break.
Yes, we should.
Before I take a break, I will tell you that when we come back, we've got Stump the Chump. We've got movies and entertainment. We do have a story that will, it'll get you to thinking.
A question.
Yeah, it's a question. And some other little stories. Just some other crap.
Get me another drink.
Some of the other crap that we run up the flagpole every Friday.
Every Friday night. Yeah.
Anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
Frank and Albert were sweethearts. Lordy, how they could love. Vowed to love one another. Baby, beneath the stars above, it was a man. And he was doing wrong. Frankie went down to the ballroom, get herself a bucket of beer. Said to the lumbar teller, say, hey, my loving baby, it was my man. And he was doing wrong. Bartender, say, Miss Frankie, honey, I can't tell you no lies. Left you about an hour ago with that hussy named Nellie Bly. It was your man. He was doing you wrong. Frankie, she cried. Lordy, what have I done? I done give no love to this man. He done took my love and run. It was my man. And he was doing me wrong. Alpha saw Frankie coming. He said, oh, Lord, baby, don't you shoot. Well, you know, out from under that red kimono, the gun went Rudy Tutu. She shot that man. Cause he was doing it wrong. Boo-hoo, 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 boo-hoo. Frankie said, baby, what have I done? You know, I shot the only man I love. He was my man. And he was doing me wrong. Play it for a while. Chef, come clip in the trail. I say, look at Frank. I'm gonna tell you, you done shot your man. I'm gonna have to put you in the crown. And jail. Talking about that man. He was doing it wrong. Frank, she laid in the jailhouse. Now you know he ain't no one to go up there. But you know Big Jim, say, honey, I'm working on you. Try to get you out of that jail. Talk about your man. Cause you were doing it wrong. Lordy, how they could love. About to love one another. Underneath the stars above. Talking about that.